Ramona's plumber here. Why don't I have a plunger in my toolbox? And why don't you use a plunger to clear a toilet? Well, there's a lot of reasons. Plungers can blow out a wax seal, which, of course, won't show up. You may think you've done the job and the toilet flushes and you're happy. But if that drain backs up in the floor, not the toilet, but the drain, two different things. That drain backs up and that wax seal is blown, water, sewage water, wastewater will leak between the gasket, the wax seal, and cause floor damage. And if the floor is upstairs, it's ceiling damage. But if it only backs up temporarily or intermittently or a little bit and only a little leaks, that's even worse, because then the water goes out of the wax ring, hides under the toilet, hides under the floor, starts rotting until you've got a serious mold rot issue. If it gets under tiles, same thing happens. It just doesn't rot the wood. It rots the grout. Rot. Okay. The other thing a plunger can do besides blow out a wax seal is you can force a blockage into the siphon jet. What I mean by that is whatever's in the bowl, toilet paper, paper towels, unmentionables, whatever it is, you can force that into that little siphon jet at the bottom of the bowl. Well, if you do that and it gets trapped up in there, that China toilet is done. The boneyard. That means that toilet will never flush. No matter how many snakes you put down, or augers you put down, or liquid plumber you put down, because the object is not in the trapway of the toilet, it's in the siphon jet, where only water is supposed to be, and it's supposed to come from the tank via gravity, or in the case of a pressure assist toilet, via gravity and pressure assist, but nonetheless, only water is supposed to go, and it's only supposed to go one way, out of that siphon jet, not up into it. And a plunger causes that reverse flow, and it's a very bad idea. Plunging a toilet can force debris or toilet paper down the siphon jet, and it can also force it down the drain. Well, you'd say, well, that's what you want, right? Not necessarily. If somebody's dropped a comb in there and you force it down the drain, and it gets in that building, and it's a slab construction or something, or regardless, even wood construction, but you get it down in the drain line, stopped up, repeatedly catching stuff, you'll have a series of repeated blockages. And unless you get some plumber out there with a camera, or some plumber that knows what he's doing, or a little lucky and the object breaks loose and goes down happily all the way to the city, or the septic tank, which isn't necessarily the best place, but at least it's not causing blockages in your main drain or your building drain. Plunging can clear a blockage past such an object that's in the bowl trapway, but not fix the problem. The problem isn't the soft blockage on the object. The problem is that the toilet's blocked, and you think you got it cleared, you plunge the soft blockage past it, and tomorrow the plunger is needed again, and the next week it's needed, or 2 weeks later it's needed. Basically, the object is still in there, and it's going to continuously haunt you. Plungers do not fix anything. They merely create an illusion or cause problems. It's unsanitary way of agitating fecal matter into the air. The plunger operator then can get sick from sewage in their lungs. You don't have to actually, you know, throw your head down the toilet to inhale fecal matter. That SARS epidemic in China was caused by sewage vents. Aspirating sewage gas is trouble. Plunging is gross and unprofessional. Better ways exist to clear a toilet. The video I saw on the internet of removing the water from the full overflowed bowl, the water to the rim, with a cup, to get enough water out of the bowl so that you can put a plunger in there and yank it up and down while not flooding the floor, so you don't flood the floor. Putting on a rubber glove and scooping water out of a bowl, I'm sorry. I've got better ways to do it. Are you ready? Use an auger. Use a closet auger. Okay? You don't have to scoop the bowl out. You don't have to blow your wax gasket. You don't have to force an object down. A closet auger used right is a tool that, if you look at a podcast I got on how to auger a toilet, you'll see. So until the next one, you can do it. I can help. Thank you. Bye-bye.